Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего. От 1 до 6 утверждениями, данными в списке IG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. Now you're ready to start. Speaker 1. We visited Southern Spain in the first week of the half-term. The purpose of the trip was to enjoy the art and architecture of the region, particularly the medieval Moorish influence, and of course to enjoy the taste of Spanish food and society. Without a guide, but well supplied with a guidebook, we could really take our time and enjoy the country. Organizing of our own sightseeing and meals gave us considerable flexibility, and not being tied to a guide and a timetable turned out to be quite a bonus. Finally, we made our way back to the airport by taxi, train and bus. It was a highly successful trip in every way. Speaker 2. 8 days in hiking in Morocco. Just imagine it. On the first day we met our guide, a local man with a dreadlocks. Actually, he was a nice chap and very experienced. The days were filled with traveling. We started the trek and worked with a small 10 minutes rest every hour. And we were lucky for about 7 hours. At night we slept next to the river, which was an extremely pleasant place. One night, though, we were shocked by the monsoon-style rain and hurricane. We enjoyed the Moroccan food. After 8 days on the expedition, we left exhausted and in tears. Speaker 3. Going to Berlin was a fantastic experience as a truly the most diverse city in the world. Apart from an unusual tourist attraction, there are plenty of other areas worth visiting. Also, I found the German people not to be as serious and efficient as I thought they would be. They were very friendly and hospitable. It's a shame that future sixth formers won't have an opportunity to go on this exchange in future because our partner school is strict, restricting it to 4 years. Speaker 4. We spent 3 weeks traveling around Southeast Asia. On arrival, the group was made our chief guide, briefed us on the forthcoming trek and provided necessary sleeping bags, carry mats and supplies. Next morning, we headed into the jungle first by minibus and then by boat. Our first port of call was a canopy walk, basically a rope walkway suspended between trees 4 feet above the ground. Then the group left the river and set out afoot to explore the interior. Speaker 5. This year I had decided to organize to walk experience week in a different part of France and with a different company. Indeed, though the week in Brittany has been a success every time, the main problem was in the evening and the boys were staying together and therefore speaking English. Trying to make them speak French to each other after having spent the day at their workplace and trying to understand what was going on was a very difficult task. Speaker 6. As we departed from Hampton, having been on the exchange before, I thought there wouldn't be anything new to me, except the language, perhaps. As I found out over the next week, France always has a new experience to offer. The French host families were very kind and understanding while we spent the weekend with our host, so we felt as if we were back at home. Well, apart from having to speak French, obviously, our guides had planned a range of excursions, including council sporting and entertainment centers of the city. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you are ready to listen the second time. Speaker 1. We visited Southern Spain in the first week of half-term. The purpose of the trip was to enjoy the art and architecture of the region, particularly the medieval Moorish influence, and of course to enjoy the taste of Spanish food and society. Without a guide, but well supplied with the guidebooks, we could really take our time and enjoy the country. Organizing our sightseeing and meals gave us a considerable flexibility, and not being tied to a guide and timetable turned out to be quite a bonus. Finally, we made our way back to the airport by taxi, train and bus. It was a highly successful trip in every way. Speaker 2.
8 days of hiking in Morocco. Just imagine it. On the first day we met our guide, a local maid with a dreadlocks. Actually, he was a nice chap and very experienced. The days were filled with traveling. We started the trek and walked with a small 10 minutes rest every hour. We were lucky for about 7 hours. At night, we slept next to the river, which was an extremely pleasant place. One night, though, we were shocked by the monsoon-style rain and hurricane. We enjoyed the Moroccan food. After 8 days of the expedition, we left exhausted and in tears. Speaker 3. Going to Berlin was a fantastic experience, as it is truly the most diverse city in the world. Apart from the usual tourist attractions, there are plenty of other areas worth visiting. Also, I find the German people not to be as serious, as inefficient as I thought they would be. They were very friendly and hospitable. It's a shame that future sixth formers won't have the opportunity to go on this exchange in future because of our partner school is restricting it to 4 years. Speaker 4. We spent 3 weeks traveling around Southeast Asia. On arrival, the group was met by our chief guide, who briefed us on the forthcoming trek and provided the necessary sleeping bags, carry mats, and supplies. Next morning, we headed into the jungle for the minibus and then by boat. Our first port, of course, was a canopy walk. Basically, rope walkway suspended between trees 4 feet above the ground. Then the group led the river and sat on the foot to explore the interior. Speaker 5. This year, I had decided to organize the work experience week in a different part of France and with a different company. Indeed, though the week of Brittany had been a success every time, the main problem was in the evening, and the boys were of staying together and before speaking English. Trying to make them speak French to each other, after having spent the day at the work placement trying to understand what was going on, was a very difficult task. Speaker 6. As we departed from Hampton, having been on the exchange before, I thought there wouldn't be anything new to me, except the language, perhaps. As I found out over the next week, France always has a new experience to offer. The French host families were very kind and understanding while we spent the weekend with our host, so we felt as if we were back at home. Well, apart from having to speak French, obviously. Our guides had planned a range of excursions, including cultural, sporting, and entertainment centers of the city. Now you have the time to check all the answers.